Okay, good morning, everybody. So Shlishi Abaloscha. I want to wish a very special mazel tov to Ellie Berman, who's having a grandson, who's Nechnas the Briso Shel Avraham Avinu today, which is actually part of the topic of Pesach Sheni. Rashi notes that Begnusan Shel Yisrael HaKasav Medaber, that they didn't do Bris Mila in the Midbar, and consequently they were only able to offer this singular Karban Pesach. So, therefore the Chumash HaPekudim didn't want to start with this ignominious topic. The Ramban sort of embraces that medrash to an degree, though of course it's al pipshuto shamikra. The Ramban is always more wont to say yesh mukdam u'muchar batorah. Says, Bamidbar is an extension of Vayikra. So first we had to, figure out the Seder Ohel Moed, since Vayikra was all about the Ohel Moed, and so we had to first establish the Machana and the Pekudim and the Pekudei HaLevi and the election of Levi, and now we're ready really to start the Sefer per se, and what better place to start the Sefer than with the Korban Pesach. The Ali, of course, includes with the famous, Pasuk about V'chei Agur Yitchager. There's the Sefer Shmos version, the Sefer Bamidbar version is V'chei Agur Yitchemger V'yasa Pesach La'Hashem K'chukasa Pesach U'mishpato Chen Yasa Chukachas Yalachem V'lager La'Ezrach Aretz. It's the famous Havamina that an intrinsic part of Giyur is indeed to bring a Korban Pesach, because Klal Yisrael were very much Megayer institutionally through the Korban Pesach. That was the moment that we separated Goy Mikarev Goy by repudiating it of Ozara, Kol HaKofer B'Ozara, Moda B'Chola Torah Kula. So we've discussed many times in the past how here the Havamina is basically accepted. The Korban Pesach is really very much an intrinsic part of the process of Giyur. It's just that the Maskana is, yeah, but bring it when everybody else brings it, because if you are really a Ger, so then you integrate into Klal Yisrael, you don't remain a separate class. And that's exactly what Rashi says. Right, that extra word, chave rav, what Rashi's pointing out is now, chave rim kol Yisrael, now he's an integrated part of Klal Yisrael. So I think that's a good deal in Rashi. Now the Ramban has just a remarkable suggestion here, which really captures the essence of Giyur. If you know this Ramban, I think you basically understand what Giyur is. The Ramban says, why do we have this dual language? We have Shmos and Bamidbar, so like, why do we need this concept to be repeated? So he says the following. So why do you need two psukim? Well, Pesach Mitzrayim. Ki aparshi Pesach Mitzrayim demra kasher pirashi sham. Vayamashma ki agerim hayotzim Mitzrayim erev Rabbi Yasu Pesach sha'afim hayu ba'oso anes. Right? It's like a special din. Like, Nashim in the Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama of Mikra Megillah and Ner Chanukah and Mitzvah Sapesach. So, those are Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama. Okay, even if you assume like the Baliatosos, like that's a din derabban, it doesn't sound that way from the Ramban here. But the whole point is that with respect to, that issue, that's a special din. Aval mizgayir acharechen b'midbar b'eretz Yisrael lo yischayvu pesach shelo yuheim o avoseim bichlal ve'osanu hosi misham. They weren't there. Lefika chotrach v'chan l'chayvim b'pesach doros b'midbar uva'aret. So this pasuk is to include all subsequent games. So what's the real point? The real point, of course, is that, an intrinsic part of the process of Giyur is accepting not just a certain theology, elokai ech elokai, but accepting a certain familial national identity, ameich ami. And in that respect, right, this is a perfect encapsulation that the Torah is coming to teach us that, they weren't imanu ba'oso hanes. You couldn't say ba'osanu hotzi misham in the literal sense, but in the halachic sense, it's absolutely true that they were very much with us, because part of the process of, becoming a ger is identifying with the entire history of Klal Yisrael. The Rebbe used to like to be medayik this in the Gemara Nivamos, that ger bizman hazeh shabal lizgayer omen lo, mara isa shabasal lizgayer halo yadata she Yisrael bizman hazeh, dechufim and nizufin and all kinds of terrible things that go on to Jewish people. And if he says ani yodea v'ini chedayim mekablen osam miyad, so what's the point? The Rav said it wasn't a small talk or just trying to discourage him in any which way, but the whole point is really to make the connection for the ger that you have to accept the history of Klal Yisrael, you have to accept the fate of Klal Yisrael, the destiny of Klal Yisrael. This is very much the Rav's language and the Rav's thinking. So the point is that here you see the Ramban suggesting that the whole point of this is that by Korban Pesach we're essentially taught the principle of Giyur, that all subsequent Gerim accept this historical event as part of their personal history. Amei chami v'lokai echalokai.